We continue with Suratul Ahzab, which is the 21st surah of the Noble Quran. And in this surah, Allah Rabbul Izzah speaks about the battle of the trenches and also the betrayal of the munafiqeen. Allah Rabbul Izzah says, وَإِذْ يَقُولُ الْمُنَافِقُونَ, and when the hypocrites, وَالَّذِينَ فِي قُلُوبِهِمْ مَرَضٌ, and those with a disease in their hearts, those with weak faith, said, مَا وَعَدَنَا اللَّهُ وَرَسُولُهُ إِلَّا غُرُورًا. What did they say? They said that Allah and His Nabi have only made deceptive promises to us. And the ulama have written that when Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam conveyed the glad tidings of conquering Rome, Persia and Yemen, during the digging of the trenches, the munafiqeen said, look at these people. They are busy toiling with a trench and cannot even leave Medina without being killed. Yet they talk about conquering distant lands. These promises are deception. And it was on this occasion that this verse was revealed. And since the munafiqeen never believed that Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam was really the messenger of Allah, how is it possible that they said Allah and His Nabi? In reality, the munafiqeen had no religion, but defected to the religion that suited their cause, since they pretended to be Muslims and were addressing the Muslims. They were forced to refer to Rasulullah as Allah's Nabi. However, they failed to realize that attributing deception to Allah and His Messenger was sufficient to reveal the hypocrisy, even though they attempted to conceal this fact by attesting to His apostleship that He was the Messenger. وَإِذْ قَالَ الطَّائِفَةٌ مِّنْهُمْ, and when a group from the hypocrites said, يَا أَهْلَ يَثْرِبَ, O people of Medina, لَا مَقَامَ لَكُمْ, you cannot remain here, لَا مُقَامَ لَكُمْ, فَرْجِعُوا, so return, leave now. وَيَسْتَأْذِنُ فَرِيقٌ مِّنْهُمُ النَّبِيَّ, and there was a group who sought permission. So what these munafiqeen did, the likes of Abdullah bin Ubay and others, they told the Muslims that you cannot remain here, so leave. The Muslims cannot remain here and face such opposition. Rather go away and you will be saved. And Yathrib was the former name of Medina. And Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, whoever calls Makkah, Yathrib or Medina and seeks forgiveness from Allah should seek forgiveness. It is Taba, it is Taba, it is Taba. So since the arrival of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam in Medina, the town became Medina, even though it has other names. So these people said these, إِنَّ بُيُوتَ أَذِنُ فَرِيقٌ مِّنْهُمْ نَبِيَّ يَقُولُونَ إِنَّ بُيُوتَنَا عَوْرَةٌ, a party from them said, our homes are unprotected. Whereas they were not left unprotected and vulnerable to the enemy attack, because the site of the trenches is distant from their homes. وَمَا هِيَ بِعَوْرَةٌ, Allah Rabbul Izzah says, it was not like that. There was no danger that they were facing. But يُرِيدُونَ إِلَّا فِرَارًا, they wanted nothing but to flee. This was their tricks. This was their deception. وَلَوْ دُخِلَتْ عَلَيْهِمْ مِنْ أَقْطَارِهَا, Allah Rabbul Izzah says, if anyone were to rush upon them into the city from its outskirts, an enemy had to attack from the front line of the city, ثُمَّ سُئِلُ الْفِتْنَةِ, and the munafiqeen were asked to cause anarchy by fighting the Muslims, لَأَتَوْهَا, they would certainly do that, they would comply, وَمَا تَلَبَّثُوا بِهَا إِلَّا يَسِيرًا, and they would not hesitate even for a fleeting moment. If a situation had to arise, and they would not hesitate in showing open treachery against the Muslimin. That is their condition. That is the state of the munafiqeen. وَلَقَدْ كَانُوا عَهَدُ اللَّهَ مِنْ قَبْلُ لَا يُوَلُّونَ الْأَدْبَارِ وَكَانَ عَهَدُ اللَّهِ مَسْئُولًا, whilst before this they had made a covenant with Allah that they would not turn their backs, and a covenant with Allah must be answered for. They said that we alongside you will be here. We will not run away. We will support you. We will assist you. Allah Rabbul Izzah says, قُلْ لَا يَنْفَعَكُمُ الْفِرَارُ إِنْ فَرَرْتُمْ مِنَ الْمَوْتِ أَوِ الْقَتْلِ, that say this fleeing will not avail you in any way when you try to flee from death or being slain, because then it will eventually meet up with you and you will meet your death on its appointed time. But Allah Rabbul Izzah in these verses exposes the munafiqeen, show their true colors, and what do they really have within themselves.